Hello and welcome. I'm really glad you've hit play on this one because today we're diving into one of the most rewarding and honestly one of the most satisfying topics in AQA A-Level Physics Option F, electronics. I'm talking about operational amplifiers, digital logic, Carnot maps, the 555 timer, and signal processing. These topics sit at the intersection of physics and engineering, and once they click, they really click. Whether you're revising for your first sitting or pushing for that A-star, this podcast is going to walk you through the core concepts clearly, flag the exact mistakes that cost candidates marks every year, run you through a quickfire quiz, and leave you with a sharp summary to carry into the exam hall. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get into it. Let's start with the operational amplifier, the op amp. Think of it as the Swiss Army knife of analog electronics. It's a high-gain differential amplifier. It amplifies the difference between two input voltages. The key properties of an ideal op amp are infinite open-loop gain, infinite input impedance, and zero output impedance. In real life, these aren't quite true, but for AQA exam purposes, you treat the op amp as ideal unless the question specifically tells you otherwise. Now, there are two configurations you absolutely must know. First, the inverting amplifier. The input signal goes through a resistor called Rin to the inverting, or minus, input. A feedback resistor, RF, connects the output back to that same inverting input. The non-inverting plus input is connected to ground. The voltage gain formula is AV equals minus RF divided by Republican Indiana. That negative sign is critical. It tells you the output is 180 degrees out of phase with the input. Candidates lose marks every year by forgetting that negative sign. Don't be one of them. Second, the non-inverting amplifier. Here, the input goes directly to the non-inverting plus input. The gain formula is AV equals 1 plus RF divided by R1. Notice it's always greater than 1, and there's no phase inversion. Here's a crucial point that examiners love to test: saturation. The output voltage of an op amp cannot exceed the supply rail voltage. So if your gain calculation gives you, say, minus 15 volts, but the supply rails are plus and minus 12 volts, the actual output is saturated at minus 12 volts. You must state this explicitly. The mark scheme says, credit calculation of voltage gain only if the final answer explicitly acknowledges saturation limits imposed by the supply rails. So always check your calculated output against the supply voltage. Now let's talk about filters. Op amps are used to build active filters, circuits that pass certain frequencies and block others. A low-pass filter passes low frequencies and attenuates high ones. A high-pass filter does the opposite. The break frequency, also called the cutoff frequency, is given by F equals 1 divided by 2 pi RC. At this frequency, the gain drops to 70.7% of its maximum, which is minus 3 decibels. Make sure you identify which R and which C are responsible for the cutoff. Examiners want you to be specific. Moving on to digital electronics. The foundation here is Boolean algebra and logic gates. You need to know AND, OR, NOT, NAND, NOR, and XOR gates, their truth tables, and their Boolean expressions. De Morgan's laws are essential for simplification. The first law says, NOT of A and B equals NOT A or NOT B. The second law says, NOT of A or B equals NOT A and NOT B. These let you convert between NAND and NOR implementations, which is a common exam task. Carnot maps, K-maps, are your tool for minimizing Boolean expressions. The golden rules are, group only ones. Groups must be powers of 2, so 1, 2, 4, 8, or 16 cells. Make groups as large as possible, and this is the one candidates miss. Groups can wrap around the edges and corners of the map. Those wraparound groups are called wrapping groups, and failing to spot them leads to non-minimal expressions. The examiner's mark scheme specifically awards marks for correctly identifying wrapping groups. Now, sequential logic. Unlike combinational logic, where the output depends only on current inputs, sequential circuits have memory. The output depends on both current inputs and previous states. The D-type flip-flop is the key component here. On the rising edge of a clock pulse, the output Q takes the value of the data input D. This is how registers and counters are built. Finally, the 555 timer in oscillable mode. This is a circuit that produces a continuous square wave output. It oscillates between high and low without any external trigger. The timing formulas are the mark time, that's the time the output is high, equals 0.693 times the quantity R1 plus R2 times C. The space time, the time the output is low, equals 0.693 times R2 times C. The total period is the sum of these two, and the frequency is 1 divided by the period. The most common mistake is using R1 plus R2 for the spacetime instead of just R2. The capacitor charges through both R1 and R2, but discharges only through R2. Keep that distinction sharp.
Right, let's talk exam technique. This is where marks are won and lost. Tip 1, always check for saturation. After calculating your output voltage, compare it to the supply rails. If it exceeds them, state clearly that the output saturates at the supply rail voltage. This is a guaranteed mark. Tip 2, the negative sign in inverting amplifiers. Every year, candidates write the gain as positive when it should be negative. The negative sign isn't optional. It tells you about phase inversion, which is a physical property of the circuit. Tip 3, Carnot map wrapping. Before you finalize your K-map groupings, scan all four edges and all four corners for possible wraparound groups. A group of four in the corners of a four-variable K-map is a classic exam trap. Tip 4, 555 timer. Know which resistor does what. R1 plus R2 for charging, R2 only for discharging. Write this on your formula sheet in the exam. Tip 5, command words matter. If the question says calculate, show every step of your working, write the formula first, substitute values, and include units. If it says explain, use the word because to link cause and effect. That's what earns the explanation mark. Tip 6, NAND only or NOR only implementations. If the question specifies NAND only logic, every gate in your answer must be a NAND gate. Apply De Morgan's laws to convert AND and OR gates. Read the question carefully before drawing anything. Tip 7, bandwidth of AM signals. The bandwidth equals twice the highest modulating frequency, not the carrier frequency. This trips up a lot of candidates.
Okay, quick fire quiz time. I'll ask the question, give you 3 seconds to think, then give the answer. Question 1. What is the voltage gain formula for an inverting amplifier?
Answer. A V equals minus RF divided by Republican Indiana. Question 2. What happens to the output of an op amp if the calculated voltage exceeds the supply rails?
Answer. The output saturates at the supply rail voltage.
Question 3. In a 555 a stable timer, which resistors does the capacitor charge through?
Answer. Both R1 and R2. Question 4. What is the cutoff frequency formula for an RC filter?
Answer. F equals 1 divided by 2 pi RC.
Question 5. State De Morgan's first law.
Answer. Not of A and B equals not A or not B.
How did you do? If any of those caught you out, go back and reread that section of your notes. Let's wrap up with the 5 things you absolutely must take into the exam.
1. Op amp gain formulas. Inverting is negatus RF over RN. Non-inverting is 1 plus RF over R1. The negative sign matters.
2. Always check for saturation. If calculated output exceeds supply rails, state the output saturates.
3.
K-map wrapping groups. Always check edges and corners before finalizing your minimized expression.
4. 555 timer. Mark time uses R1 plus R2. Space time uses R2 only.
5. De Morgan's laws, essential for NAND only and NOR only circuit conversions. You've got this. Electronics is one of those topics where careful, methodical working really pays off. Show your steps, check your signs, and always read what the question is actually asking. Good luck in your exam. I'm rooting for you. See you in the next episode.